website under our business sponsors. Just go to WTRJTheTruth.com.
The Florida Georgia Truth Network, on the air in Fernandina Beach at 91.3. Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's always our delight to have you jump on board. Join in the dialogue and discussion each and every day as we face the issues. And oftentimes I get busy, believe it or not, discussing the issues and fail to remind you. We'd love to have you call in. Ask your questions, give your insight, your opinions, your thoughts on the issue of the day. And to be able to call in, you need to dial 904-831-0917. 904-831-0917. Your telephone call goes directly through to the studios, right to our microphone, so that we can entertain your questions, comments, dialogue, and discussion on the issue. We're talking about how to prepare for the future. Let me just summarize where we're going. We're entering into perhaps some of the most chaotic, cataclysmic, difficult, perilous, dark days of recent history. We're less than 100 days from the election, and sleepy Joe Biden, cognitively depleted Joe, that's been removed as the candidate for 2024, removed by the elitist and the Marxist, through the Marxist media and the Socialist Democratic Party. But he'll be in office until about the middle of latter part of January of 2025. So we literally have about 5 or 6 months with this administration being in control unless they win the election. And so, ladies and gentlemen, I believe the Marxist media and the Socialist Communist Democratic Party have a lot planned for chaos, calamity, confusion, corruption to take place between now and the time the Biden-Harris administration will be fired, as Donald Trump calls it. It doesn't take a rocket scientist, ladies and gentlemen, to recognize where America's headed unless we make some serious, serious course corrections. It's like being in an airplane. You're the pilot. And if you get off course, you're taking off from the East Coast and you're flying to the West Coast, and you're off just a minute degree, and you fly off course 3,000 miles across America, you will be in a totally different place than you anticipated. And right now, America's flying off course. It's like being a jumbo 777, full throttle ahead, with no course correction in sight. So where would that lead us? Where will that take? Listen, I'm not talking about a doom and gloomist mindset. We're talking about reality today. We're talking about what we see taking place and what is presently on the calendar to take place. Ladies and gentlemen, I believe too many Christians, too many conservatives, too many patriots have been somehow badgered into believing that there's nothing that we can do. I'm surprised at some of the street-side sidewalk interviews that some of the news networks like Waters and others that they do out on the streets asking questions. And some of them asking the questions, who's the president? Nobody, they don't know. Who's the vice president? They don't know. Who are you going to vote for? They don't know. What's going to happen in America if this happens? They don't know. Ladies and gentlemen, I believe it's time that we sit up, stand up, speak up, be heard, and be seen. Especially as Christians, I believe it's time we truly be salt and light And salt has to come out of the shaker and light has to come out from under the bed to be effective. I believe it's time, ladies and gentlemen, we recognize that it's not finished until it's finished. And listen, as someone said, there's a mindset somehow, some way that the cake's already baked. What's going to happen is already baked in the cake. There's nothing we can do about it. Ladies and gentlemen, that is not true at all. Our nation today, America, stands at a crossroads. Today, America is in the position that in less than 100 days, we the people will make a decision on the destiny of our nation. And I believe God holds Christians, churches, pastors, and the average Christian in the pew responsible for our vote and where we stand on moral, ethical, biblical principles. And so as we face the issues, let me remind you, we do so based on the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God. We need to look at what is happening through a central biblicist worldview. We need to look at it through the prism of the Word of God. What does God's Word tell us? Where are we going as a nation? Where are we going as a world? Where are we going as a people? What shall take place in the next few months? What do we see taking place across the world? Maduro was just supposedly reelected by a landslide in Venezuela. Did he really get the majority of the people to vote? No, not on your life. It's the same kind of election that America had in 2020. And yet the American politicians are saying that they question Maduro's election in Venezuela as to whether or not it was legitimate. Ladies and gentlemen, we in America, for the past couple, two or three elections in particular, several more than that in general, but in particular the last two or three, we have witnessed what has been denied by our own politicians. We've witnessed a fraudulent, stolen election. And they're on the fast track for doing that. Now, they, speaking of the socialist Marxist media and the socialist Democratic Communist Party, they're planning to do the same thing November the 5th. Several articles I'll have that we'll talk about today. But the question is, how should we then live? What should we do to prepare for the future? Jesus, speaking to his disciples in John 8, 31 and 32, he made this statement: if you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free. Then in John 14, 6, Jesus says, I am truth. Further in John 17, 17, declaratory statement is made about the scripture: thy word is truth. Ladies and gentlemen, Psalms 117, verse 2 says, the truth of the Lord endures forever. How long is forever? Forever. There's no end to forever. But ladies and gentlemen, truth is not embraced. Truth, generally speaking, is not sought after. And the society in which we're living in today, everybody has his own version of truth. But truth is denied, rejected, despised. In fact, it was the secularist George Orwell in the dystopian novel entitled 1984 said the further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. And I find that to be factually true even today. Ladies and gentlemen, I've got a headline here. It says, most younger Americans say there's no absolute truth. Then the article begins. Webster Dictionary says truth is the body of real things, real events, real facts, actualities. This article states that the poll shows that the majority of younger Americans simply say they do not believe that there is any such thing as absolute truth. In fact, 55% of them, that's the millennials, say that each person determines his or her own version of truth. Ladies and gentlemen, that's an impossibility. You bifurcate truth, you take a half truth, you've got a whole lie. We need to recognize truth and stand on it. I go back to the 15th century theologian, church reformer Jan Hus. Jan Hus says, faithful Christians, seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth even to death. That's my challenge each and every day on this broadcast. We need to seek the truth, listen, learn, love, tell, and live the truth, and be willing to defend the truth even to death. It takes honesty and integrity to stand and defend the truth. You can get in a group of people to talk about political issues, social issues, societal issues, financial, economic issues, theological, doctrinal, biblical issues, and you'll have, generally speaking, one or more in the group that want to challenge your truth, the source of your truth. And how do you know it's true? Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of today's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of homeowner brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment. And ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time has a knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about the power backup equipment. The knowledgeable staff at Tools for Time can answer your questions about the professional as well as the homeowner brand landscape and lawn care equipment. Tools for Time is located at 11291, that's 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. That's right at the intersection of I-295, Beltway, and Old St. Augustine Road. There's a marker, a bench marker, an identifier. There's a 165-foot flagpole. Atop of that flagpole flows the U.S. flag, Old Glory, 24/7. Find that flag in the flagpole, the base of the flagpole. You'll find the home of Tools for Time. But wait, wait, wait. There's some good news. Tools for Time is now hiring all positions, house and grounds maintenance, mechanics and technicians, inside and outside sales, customer service representatives, and much, much more. Tools for Time is a great place to work. It's a family-friendly, oriented environment that you're working in. Tools for Time is closed on Sunday, allowing the entire staff of Tools for Time to worship in the house of God with the family of God, as God's Word ordained it to be so. Drop by Tools for Time. Make an application for employment. Wait for an interview. See what God does placing in the family of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com. ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 904-831-0917. 904-831-0917. Your telephone call goes directly through to our microphones so that we can entertain your questions, comments, dialogue, and discussions. How do we prepare? Listen, if we know a storm, I was watching this morning on the early morning news, weather in particular, and it shows a slight weather disturbance just off the coast of the Horn of Africa, where a dust storm has been blowing across the ocean. And now following that is a disturbance. The reconnaissance on that allows the weather people to tell us that there's the potential of having some type serious weather condition that'll go up either the east coast or the west coast of Florida. Now, they say that we will not know until about a week from now. But when there's a storm coming, we have weather reconnaissance that tell us in advance that a storm is coming. What do we do that for? Cool. Is to prepare so that we're prepared for a potential calamity. And so I'm wanting us today to understand that we have a potential calamity on the horizon that we need to prepare for. Just listen, ladies and gentlemen, consider where we are right now in our nation's direction. Where are we going? Our schools are no longer teaching academics. They're no longer teaching math and science and grammar. Our children are being brainwashed and indoctrinated. The goal of today's educational system is to produce useful idiots. And ladies and gentlemen, these useful idiots that's produced in our school, and I'm using that rhetorically because I believe that is the ultimate goal. That's not saying that every child in the public school is a useful idiot, but that's the goal of the public school system with the socialist Marxists that are in charge. Teaching our kids to hate America, to embrace the LGBTQ sodomite agenda, to hate Israel, to embrace the Islamic jihadist, to reject God, to reject God's word, to practice and to prepare for the Marxist regime's agenda. Our school system today is responsible for the riots, ladies and gentlemen, in the streets where they're waving the Islamic jihadist flag, burning American flags, defacing our national heritage monuments, all because of the educational system that's been on a Marxist, socialist, communist level for about 60 years now. And ladies and gentlemen, an evidence of that, and I'll touch on this briefly and take our first caller. Headline says, ignoring parents' objections, school board unanimously okays gender ideology lessons. In Northern Virginia School District, a Northern Virginia school district will teach kindergartners about gay parents, middle schoolers about transgenderism. In the wake of a unanimous vote last month, despite significant parental objection to it, the Fairfax County School Board unanimously approved changes in its family life education curriculum on June 27th that includes broadening examples of family structure to be more inclusive of the many different families in our school system. The approved changes, set to take effect at the start of the upcoming school year, includes video titled Puberty 101, which introduces transgenderism. And ladies and gentlemen, the article is about a three-page article, page after page after page, talking about the garbage in the material that'll be taught, and said the parents cannot opt their child out. That's what we see taking place in our educational system today. And it is part of the chaos and confusion that's embedded, that's now coming to the forefront, that we're going to see major, major, major chaos, confusion, and calamity, in my most humble opinion, leading up to the election. And the ultimate goal of the Socialist, Marxist, Communist, Democratic Party is to prevent the conservatives, the Christians, and the patriots from going to the polls and voting. And if we, as we go vote, to try to some way, somehow eradicate the votes been cast. I believe we have Derby on the line. Derby, give you a question or comment, please.
Yes, I would like to follow up on your comments about the Venezuela election that was stolen. Sure, it was, and I hear many politicians saying the election was stolen, but these same politicians said nothing in 2020 when the election was stolen also. I'm referring to both Rick Scott and Marco Rubio, our two U.S. senators. They actually said, no, the election was not stolen, it was fair and square and all that. So how can you trust these people? They only support Trump when it is convenient and safe. So I have no respect for them. Now, of course, they are better than any Democrat. That's obvious. But they are hypocrites.
Also, well, Derby, like you know, you and I both know that in 2017, when Donald J. Trump was inaugurated and sworn in for his first election, 2016, when he was elected as the 45th president, he could have done fantastic things. We had the House, we the conservatives, we had the House, we had the Senate, we had the Oval Office, but it's people like Kevin McCarthy and Paul Ryan and others that prevented Donald Trump from being able to accomplish what he wanted to accomplish. He had already given Betsy DeVos instructions to shut down the Department of Education. She never did it. The whole point that I make with that is agreeing with you, what we're finding is, as I call it in religious circles, being holy with the holy and terror with the terrorists. It's taking the convenient path, the approach that is taken with so many of our so-called conservatives that wind up being rhinos, is that they will take a pathway of convenience. If it means getting them more votes or getting them higher profile, they'll take a stand against Trump or with Trump or et cetera, et cetera. You and I both have seen that now for some time. And the problem is, how do you change that? What do you do? We can select, and I say we, you, I, other conservatives listening, we can vet candidates. We can select what seems to be the most appropriate conservative candidate and have enough votes to put them in office. And it doesn't take but about one or two votes in Washington or in Tallahassee or downtown here in Jacksonville for them to reach across the aisle thinking that somehow, some way, I've been a super good boy or girl. I'm reaching across the aisle to pass legislation. We need to stop passing legislation. We need to have legislation only if there's something that's imperative that needs to be done. I'm worn out with politicians think that they're elected to come up with some hocus-pocus voodoo idea of legislation that we don't need any more encumbersome things that will encumber us as human beings in the United States of America. What say you?
Well, I'd say that, yes, elections are very important. And I also like to say that it isn't just electing Trump. We have to elect senators and congressmen to office. But the thing is that those elections, too, are stolen. So we could have had the House and the Senate for generations almost. But Democrats have been cheating all the time. And the Republican Party, the big GOP, doesn't do or say anything. They accept the fraud. You know, like in Georgia, they elected Kemp governor, but they could not elect Herschel Walker as their senator. Give me a break. We have to contest or refute all those senatorial and congressional elections and governor elections, because Trump cannot do anything without having support from the Congress.
Absolutely. One of the things, Derby, I think is, and many of our listeners might not be aware of this, but almost 1 year ago now, the Democratic Party bragged about the fact that they, at that time, over a year ago, had over 1,100 attorneys in every city, every state, every area that's going to be a question about the election, whether it's blue or red, Democrat or Republican, so that any infraction that they can hang a hat on, they will file suit and challenge the Republican vote to hang up the vote or to delay the vote to prevent the elections being concluded, so that on election day, on election night, we'll know who was elected. That's already in the works. That's already being baked in the cake, as I call it. That's already being planned now. And this is the reason I say we're going to have mega, major chaos and confusion. And Derby, my concern is that they're going to unleash a proposed or a supposed pandemic. They're going to come up with Marxists and the socialists, the communists that's running the nation today behind the scenes, the elitists, the globalists. They're going to come up with some way to try to prevent you or me or others from going to the polls and vote, saying we've got to go, got to vote by mail-in ballot. There's proof of that. Colorado right now has already declared it needful for a, quote, pandemic of the bird flu. They're already saying now you've got to start wearing masks. They're already in the plans. The federal government's in plans now. They've already issued funds, $176 million, to Moderna to do a bird flu vaccination. We're on the fast track for it. It's not a matter of when. The first shoe's already dropped. It's waiting until the second shoe drops, and then it is calamity upon calamity upon calamity to try to bring about chaos, confusion in this election. I believe it is the most pertinent, the most important, the most vital election in the history of the United States of America. That's my opinion, and I'm still under 100 years of age. But do you think, Derby, there's any potentiality that we will not have chaos and confusion, calamity and problems before the election?
Oh, I'm sure we will. Every day when you listen to the news, something else that is, years ago, you would have never thought this would happen, but it's happening. And really, we're living under a communist dictatorship by Biden. And the reason they're there is because the Republicans were accomplices of the Democrats, the rhinos. They are as bad as a Democrat. So, yes, I'm going to vote for Scott and Rubio for lack of a better choice. But are they any good? Of course not. They are self-serving politicians, and I hope they go away.
Well, I'm praying that the Lord will, and I know that he's on the throne. I know that he's still in control. I know that he's not going to sleep. He's not on vacation. God's not dead. He's still alive. And God's going to superintend all that we see taking place. But we have volitional choices and decisions. Derby, I'll leave you with one thought and get your take on it. Look at the headline, apocalyptic. Network now troubled by the prayers at the Trump rallies. Did you know that? Listen, President Donald Trump had a packed campaign rally in St. Cloud, Minnesota, Saturday, 27th of July. A panel on Morning Joe spent over 8 minutes discussing and parsing the prayers at the rallies held by President Donald Trump during their Monday segment. This article goes in part, the prayers could be planting seeds of conspiracy, after he said the prayers had not received what he considered to be significant journalistic attention. Quote, if you imagine a loss for this ticket, you know what these rallies and the religious and the prayer is sorting out and sourcing out the crowd of Trump supporters. And it goes on to say, the prayers which they characterized as being apocalyptic, because supposedly, Derby, they have parsed the prayers at the Trump rally, and they say that the prayers, if those prayers are coming from those that believe God, and that if they think that they are the religious right, that they are right, correct, then if Trump is not elected, then this writer says, based on the prayers, they're being prayed to set the stage for major riots and major demonstrations and major detriment to America if Trump is not elected. That's the purpose of the prayers, as these are saying. Now they're parsing and criticizing Trump's rallies because people pray. I'm thankful to hear that. We need to invoke God and ask God to come in and give wisdom and direction. So what do you think about now that here's the Marxist media trying to tear apart Christians' prayers at a Trump rally? You think that indicates there's a problem on the left?
Of course there's a problem. The thing is that we are a Christian nation founded on Christian principles, and Christians today, though, they are too godless. They're afraid to stand up for Christianity. So we need to start pushing back and being aggressive. And anybody who doesn't agree with our Christian principles, which is in the Constitution, they can just go to hell.
I wouldn't put it that way, but I believe that we need to recognize that there is a battle, and it's a demonic battle. We're fighting a demonic battle, and I believe that it's time that we come to God, we confess our sins, seek God's face, turn from our wicked ways, and ask God to heal our land. That's 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 14. Derby, thank you so much for your call. Have a blessed day. Keep praying and invite everybody to vote. We need to vote conservative if we've never done it before. It is time today. Derby, thank you so much for your call. Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 904-831-0917. 904-831-0917. I'm looking at a headline. School forces students to room with trans classmates to go on overnight trips. Who would have thought it? Listen. Dateline, July the 29th. Students in Southern California School District could be forced to choose between rooming with a transgender-identifying student or missing out on the overnight field trip altogether. If parents complained about their child's rooming with transgender-identifying students of the opposite biological sex, according to the Unified School District, they say that the child's rooming assignment isn't a parent's choice, end quote. They're going to say the only option for the students who are uncomfortable staying in a room with a transgender student is simply to opt out of the trip. Ladies and gentlemen, that's part and parcel of what we see in the denigration, the disintegration, and the lack of morals and ethics and values in our educational system, and that permeates our total societal system today, known as our political system. I'm concerned with what we're seeing in the present tense. But ladies and gentlemen, the Bible warns us that this know also, in the last days perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of good, etc., etc. Ladies and gentlemen, that's in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 1 and 2. And then the balance of those verses identifies the characteristics of those that fit that category. And we're right at the very threshold. We're right at the very point that we're going to watch the perilous times unfurl before our eyes. We've been witnessing it progressively because God's Word says it's going to take place. But I believe we're going to find it exponentially increase in the next 90 to 100 days in relationship to what is going to take place before the election, at the election, after the election, based on what the stage is already being set to do. So, ladies and gentlemen, it deserves our prayer, deserves our concern and interest, participation, and most of all, it demands our conservative Christian vote this election as no other election in the history of our nation. So just what should we do? How should we respond? What should Christians do? How should we respond to it? We're going to talk about that, ladies and gentlemen, just a few minutes right after the top of the hour news. Hang in there. Don't turn your dials. We'll be right back right after the news.
Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.
WTRJ, Orange Park, Jacksonville. WAYL, St. Augustine. WATY, Folkston.